We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, that was a good Blazer game last night, I thought.
Depending on what you're looking for, it certainly was.
Well, I mean, you didn't have Kyle Lowry you were going against. You had Jimmy Butler for a little bit.
My goodness, that double tech was real quick.
Actually, very similar to Kyle Lowry's double tech when they were in Portland.
That's right.
And
what is that?
He got run.
That's true. Tyler Hero was afraid to take the court against Nurk.
Sure. Oh, that's what we're going with. We'll go with that. Yeah, I'll take that.
I like it.
All right. And Bam was back.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have like three of the best players out, all right, we'll level the playing field a little bit.
Given Portland was still without, obviously, Dame. We're just going to, like, going forward, we're not even going to say that anymore because 6 weeks, okay? So they were without Dame. They were without Larry Nance Jr. still, mm-hmm. too.
And
Norm.
Here's why I look at this was a great loss for the Blazers. They lose 104-92. And we saw some things where I think everything that Blazer fans want to see at this point, they're getting. Because the white flag is up.
Mm.
We know the white flag is up. The white flag went up when Dame went in for surgery. And they said, we're going to reevaluate him in 6 weeks, just kind of see where we are.
Yep.
And so what I'm looking for in this team is strides and progress, right?
Mm-hmm.
And after that first game on Monday where Anthony Simons looked apprehensive. He looked uncomfortable playing alongside CJ McCollum. And we talked about this. I said, you just hope that he gets more comfortable in his own skin and he's not going to just defer. And he's going to say, no, I'm going to be assertive and I'm going to be that dude that I was when you were out.
Mm-hmm.
Because he hasn't had the opportunity to play alongside Dame and or CJ and be the guy alongside them. Because either his game hasn't been there or they haven't been there.
Yep.
Last night we saw Anthony Simons and CJ McCollum each go for 20 in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
That, I think, is a great sign of, all right, Ant is going to, he is going to find his skin. He will be comfortable in this and he won't just defer.
Right.
And they score 40 of your 56 and you're within striking distance, at the end of the first half, where when Jimmy Butler was playing for most of that first half,
mm-hmm.
you're sitting there and you're going, hey, that was a good effort. That was a good fight.
Yeah.
Also, they got themselves into a hole in that second quarter where they're shooting horrifically. I think mm-hmm. they started, what, like 0 for 5?
Yeah, something like that.
They fought and they got back into it. And then they ended up leading the game after three quarters.
Yep.
Those are all phenomenal things to see. If you're just like, wins and losses don't matter right now for this team.
Right.
They don't. But you saw a lot of positive signs, and then you saw how a great defensive team plays.
Right.
And I think that's huge for Blazer fans to see, is like everything that Chauncey Billups has said he wants his team to be defensively. That's what happened in that fourth quarter.
Yep.
When the Miami Heat went, you guys will not score. And there was no breathing room for the Portland Trail Blazers.
No, 12 points. That's all they scored in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And I think if you're Portland and you're trying to figure out, who is a valuable trade asset, who is valuable to keep on your roster, then you want these games where people thrive, right? Like you want these games where Yusuf Nurkic has 14 rebounds, 18 points, was really active. But got in some foul trouble, LB. But then you also want these, like, you want to see CJ McCollum and Anfernee Simons work together because you want to see, can Anfernee work with anybody or does Anfernee need to be the guy? Mm-hmm. Well, so far he can work with anybody, right? And CJ McCollum, you want to see him back to form after missing a month, month and a half with his punctured rib or lung. You can't puncture a rib. Rib probably punctures lung. Anyway, punctured lung,
math
foot.
Works out.
New dad, all that jazz. Like, you want to see people thriving, but then you don't care about the result.
Exactly. And that's why it was good. And also, you saw you showcased the guys that you want to showcase.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. You know, CJ has a good night from the floor. He scores 24 points, shoots 50% from the field, 44% from three. Nurkic has an 18-14 game where he's shooting 60% from the field, right?
Mm-hmm.
Roko goes, you know, 11 points, 12 rebounds. Don't look at his shooting percentage. That's not important because you're just trying to showcase, like, look, he still has it. He can still play.
Yep.
Pay no attention to 3-for-11 from the field. And then Anfernee Simons, too, goes for 20.
Yep.
And if everybody is truly on the table, it was a great night in showcasing that, hey, there's some assets you want to get as much, you know, as many good stat lines that you possibly can to where you go, all right, pump them up.
Yep.
Pump them up and sell them off by February 10th. You know, whomever that may be. And it won't be everybody, but it will be some. If you're going to look at the negative, it's, you know, Nasir Little going down. I mean, that's obviously not good. And they're calling it, a bone bruise and a knee bruise and tendinopathy.
Oh, not tendinopathy.
Patellar tendinopathy. That's just the new.
It's the new buzzword.
What? A few years ago, the Blazers always do this. The training staff uses, like, the same word over and over again. And a few years back, it was like an illness.
Yeah.
It was basically bubble guts. And they kept using the same word over and over again. And everybody just kept having, it's like, oh, yeah, got the bubble guts. He's got the mud butt. He's out. He's sick. You could have just said that. You could have just said illness.
You can't, though.
Why?
You can't just say bubble guts.
No, you could just say illness.
Oh, I was wait a minute. You're not advocating for that to be an official injury
bubble guts?
Designation.
Actually, I would.
No.
But my favorite is when the Spurs will just be like DNP old. Like with Tim Duncan and Manu Ginobili and Tony Parker. Like, it was just like, we're telling you exactly what. They're old.
Rest.
Be honest with
Exhaustion.
Us.
Exhaustion.
Yeah, don't give me words that I have to go to WebMD because that's a scary place.
It's a terrifying place.
Load management.
Yes.
It's one of my favorites.
I like injury management too.
That is true.
That's good.
Hey, I think it was a good night, though.
There you go.
They lose by 12. Who cares at this point?
And next up, they got the Celtics.
That sucks to say, though. Mm-hmm. That really does. But if you have a lottery-protected first-round pick going to another team and being in the lottery is the only way you're getting that pick, hey, here we are. This team needs to make big swings, and this was one of those games where you can go, you showcase those guys that you're putting on the trade block.
Mm-hmm.
You don't necessarily really want to win.
Right.
And it's justifiable because that fourth quarter was a total spot where if Damian Lillard's healthy, they don't lose that game.
Right.
They don't score 12 points in the fourth quarter.
No. Well, they also get quite a few more points.
Yeah. And so you don't really care about what happens.
Yeah.
Just let it go.
Enjoy the game of the moment.
Yeah.
I know.
Take it for what it is.
And we're what? 30 days from the trade deadline? 31? 31 from the trade deadline? It's the 20th? Math?
No.
No, wait.
You're like 20.
Shoot, 20. 21.
There you go.
30. I was thinking 20 anyway.
Yeah. Just
21.
Find your positives.
Yeah. Yep.
Find your positives.
And I think it's also cool. Like, I think even if it is CJ McCollum who ends up traded from this team, I think there's also something to remember in this time, how much these players have done for this city, right? And saying, hey, even if it is time for the Blazers to move on from CJ, and even if it is time to make that trade and use him to make that big swing that they think is going to make them better and get them to be a championship contender, you can also be happy for the person who has given quite a bit to this franchise and been Dame's backcourt mate for that for 9 years, however long it's been, and like be happy that they're doing well because you want CJ to end up in a good situation too.
Well, yeah, and like this text says, CJ is a big reason why they lost. How many times did CJ go away from what was working to go one-on-one? this is get yours time. Mm. Like, and this is why, like, if you're invested in winning games.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was a terrible game. It was. But this is where I'm looking at this as like, look, you showcase guys that you want on the block. That's fine. The result truly doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
And that's where I am with this Blazers team. I know that there's a lot of people that still want the Blazers to win every single game. I get it.
Yeah.
And I know the players do too.
Oh, absolutely. Nobody is going out there and saying, oh, it's okay that we're going to lose because I'm going to go get traded.
Those guys, every single one of those guys wants to win.
Right. Every single time.
But I'm looking at it as how are you going to take that 12-point loss with the glass half full? Well, you fought for three quarters.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.